Well, welcome to our service on this Pentecost Sunday. Spirit of the living God, visit us again on this day of Pentecost. And let us have a short word of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, with rushing wind that sweeps away all barriers. Come, Holy Spirit, with tongues of fire that set our hearts aflame. Come, Holy Spirit, with speech that unites the babel of our tongues. Come, Holy Spirit, with love that overlaps the boundaries of race and nation. Come, Holy Spirit, with power from above to make our weakness strong. Come, Holy Spirit, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And our first song today is Here I Am to Worship.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow.
Come.
reading this morning is from Acts chapter 2, and Lois is going to read for us today. I think, Lois, you'll need to click on your button to...
Yeah. Right. We've done it now. Okay. The Holy Spirit comes to Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, they've got a gap here where it details all the people who were in Jerusalem at the time from many different places, and they were amazed at being able to understand what they were hearing. And so they were asking, what does this mean? And some of them were saying, these people have had too much wine. Anyway, Peter then addresses the crowd. So then Peter stood up with the 11. He raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last day, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Thank you, Lois. We're now going to hear sung Spirit of God.
Spirit of God, unseen as a wind, gentle as is the dove, touch us with love and teach us to see joy. Follow on your way. Lord of the earth, answer us when we pray. Spirit of God, unseen as the wind, gentle as is the dove, touch us with love.
Paul is now going to bring us the message for today.
Thanks, Adrian. Nice to see everybody today. I think that's one of the nice things about Zoom is that that we can actually see and hear each other as well. Apparently, we're in the 11th week of lockdown. And, when you kind of pause and stop and kind of just think how things are going, it's sort of a mixture of positives and negatives, I think, isn't it? You know, we think, oh, well, some things are a bit better, some things aren't. And I was thinking about sort of the last 3 or 4 years at Kingsthorpe, really. The Methodists have been without a building for that long, and us Baptists, we've been without a minister for that long, and it's quite easy, I think, sometimes when you don't have a building or a minister, to think there's sort of somehow something missing. And it's easy, isn't it, for buildings and ministers and certain things to become kind of comfort blankets for us all. But I think sometimes it can be a bit of a blessing in disguise that we don't have these things sometimes. And when you think about the events leading up to Pentecost, it was quite a similar situation for the disciples. On Ascension Day, they'd seen Jesus go up to heaven, and they were kind of feeling a bit downcast and a bit leaderless and a bit directionless. And it's often a mistake, I think, sometimes that we think we need some kind of physical leader or director or whatever to keep us going. But sometimes I think these times make us concentrate a bit more on who our real leader actually is, that Christ is our leader, and he's the one that pulls us together, that keeps us on the right track. So here at Pentecost, it's Jesus, although he was crucified and rose again, he's now promising his disciples that he's going to send us his Spirit, who's going to be with them forever, and he's going to be with us forever. So I've got three things beginning with P today, which I've called the three P's of Pentecost, which I think are just things that help us to remind us what Jesus promised his disciples. The first thing is the promise of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit didn't just turn up unannounced on that first Pentecost, although the way that the Spirit came, I think, surprised everybody. But it was planned from a very long time ago. The Spirit wasn't a new phenomenon. If you look right back to the very first chapter of the Bible, it talks about the Spirit moving on the face of the water. And as you go on and read various parts of the Old Testament, there's evidence and references to the moving and the working of God's Spirit. But the difference is, on Pentecost, it was the first time that God's Spirit was made available to all people. That sermon that Peter gave, he reminded them of that prophecy by Joel, that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You know, the Spirit suddenly on the day of Pentecost has become ready for everyone. And I think sometimes we forget that God's Spirit is for all people who believe in Jesus, all those who are Christians. you know, the Holy Spirit, sometimes we don't like to kind of speak about too much, and we think, well, you know, the Holy Spirit's only for the charismatics or the Pentecosts or the Pentecostals or whatever. But, you know, when we have that moment where we put our trust and our faith in Jesus, God sends us his Holy Spirit, and he's there right from the very start of our experience, of our work with God. He's not something that kind of happens a bit later to certain special people. So that's the first thing I just want to share with you today, that God sends his Holy Spirit. It's his promise of his Spirit. The second thing is about the presence of the Spirit. God wants us to experience his Holy Spirit every day in our lives. Now, I expect many of you heard when we had all those gales a few weeks ago, what happened to my garden wall? I've got a picture of it coming up in a moment of what happened when the gale. Now, it looks a bit better than that at the moment, but unfortunately, because of the lockdown, we haven't managed to get a builder in to put it back together. But it can just show you, can't it really, the force of the wind and what happened to cause such devastation. Now, even though that you can't actually see the wind blowing, you can actually know whether the wind is blowing or not by what's going on around. You know, you can see whether the leaves on the trees are moving gently or whether your washing's blowing on the line. And that's the evidence, isn't it, that the wind is blowing. And on that day of Pentecost, when Jesus's followers were all gathered together in one place, they knew that the Holy Spirit was there because they could hear the sound of a mighty wind coming from heaven. And it says they could see tongues like fire. And then it goes on to say that they knew that the Holy Spirit was working because they could feel his presence. And he gave them the gift of being able to speak in other languages that they didn't even know. You know, we forget, I think, sometimes that when God sends his Spirit, it changes, doesn't it? It gives us a new way of doing things. And God's Spirit, Holy Spirit, is still here with us today, even though we don't see him physically, but we can hear him. We hear him, don't we, through the word of God, when he speaks to our hearts, when he speaks through us but to others. You know, I think one of the things is we so often, our lives get very dry, don't they? You know, like the dry bones that Ezekiel talks about in the Old Testament. And sometimes we just need the breath of the Spirit of God in our lives just to breathe a bit of new life into us. So we've got the promise of God's Holy Spirit. We've got the presence of God's Holy Spirit in our lives. But also God wants us to have his power as well. So the third P is the power of the Spirit. And what's happening here? And he needs not only to be filled by his presence, but also with his power. So in other words, is God's Holy Spirit actually having an effect on us and those around us? Because he sends his Holy Spirit that we might be used to tell others about Jesus. You know, we can't do this on our own. And, you know, if you remember when Jesus left them on Ascension Day, the disciples just felt they couldn't seem to function properly, couldn't they? They couldn't seem to do anything on their own. It was a bit like the illustration that Martin gave us last week about the storm on the boat. You know, once the storm started to blow up and, you know, they were floundering around on their own, you know, they were completely helpless, weren't they? But once Jesus came along and got into the boat and everything, the storm calmed and things began to take normal. So we do need God's Holy Spirit in our lives to keep us together. And of course, when Jesus and his disciples worked together, all sorts of things were unable to happen, weren't they? And I just want us to think this morning about, you know, how the Holy Spirit is working in our lives. Are we allowing the Holy Spirit to move us, to change us, to energize us, to focus upon Jesus more? I expect many of you probably are familiar with the story about the Welsh revival that happened at the beginning of the last century, and the way that revival began with one person, a man called Evan Roberts, and he'd heard the voice of God speaking to him. And in turn, this led to groups of believers getting together to pray, just like the early Christians did in Acts chapter 2. And Roberts was inspired by an evangelist that he'd heard. And I just want to read to you a few sentences, really, to describe what happened as a result of Evan Roberts hearing that word and the changes that God enabled to happen, not only in that village, but throughout the length and breadth of Wales. It says this Thursday morning service closed with Joshua praying, "Lord, bend us." And Roberts went to the front, knelt, and with great anguish cried, "Lord, bend me." And reflecting on that prayer, he later said that the impact of his commitment had this effect: "I felt ablaze with a desire to go through the length and breadth of Wales to tell of my Saviour. And had that been possible, I was willing to pay God for doing so." You know, the way God works is that he uses existing believers to bring in other believers. You know, Christianity, I think, is the what has got a unique thing in the fact that God starts from within and enables changes from without to happen. You know, so many other religions, they expect people to do things and for changes to happen from the things that you do. But God works the other way around, doesn't he? He works from within, and it's his Holy Spirit that enables us to do that. We're going to sing in a moment a song, "Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me, melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me." We just ask God now to ask him to come among us, to just to renew us and to energize us, to just to give us the strength that we need to do the things that he wants us to do. Amen.
Yeah.
We now come to our time of prayer of intercession. And this is has a response to it. When I say, Lord, your spirit is with us, we all should respond, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask for the gift of your Holy Spirit to help us pray as we ought. Come, Holy Spirit, direct the rulers of the world, fill our leaders with talents and discernment to seek the common good. We ask for your energy and vision for those who are tiring in the battle against coronavirus. We pray for those battling injustice and oppression and those exhausted by the struggle with poverty and hunger. We pray for people working with missionary societies throughout the world. Spirit of God, show us all how to bring peace and justice and unity to the nations. Lord, your spirit is with us. Hear our prayer. Holy Spirit, fill our homes and set our hearts on fire with the warmth of your love. Inspire us to new beginnings. Help us as part of your universal church to reach out to others with the good news of Christ, to bring hope to those in distress. We pray for the ministers and leaders of Kingsthorpe Baptist and Methodist churches, and also for the Chinese church who in normal times use our premises. We pray that we may be open and welcoming to all who come within our fellowships. Guide us in our relationships with each other, within the church, within our families, with our neighbours, and draw us together in your fellowship of love and joy and holiness. Lord, your spirit is with us. Hear our prayer. Holy Spirit, we come to you for those who are eaten up with guilt and anxiety, those whose Christian life is hard and dry. We bring to you the despairing and despondent, those who are uncertain how to use their time or money, or are tempted to do wrong. May they have your guidance and strength. We pray for all who are weak, who are ill in mind, body, or spirit, those who cannot cope on their own, those known to us in particular, who have particular needs or troubles, who ask for our prayers. Spirit of God, may they know your hope and comfort, your power and assurance. Lord, your spirit is with us. Hear our prayer. Holy Spirit, we pray for those who have died, those whose lives are darkened by sorrow and mourning. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, a light which no darkness can quench. You turn our darkness into light. In your light shall we see light. Holy Spirit, when we share in grief and suffering, may we walk in compassion and understanding. Lord, your spirit is with us. Hear our prayer. Holy Spirit, may we look for you and know your presence in our daily lives, in our times of pain, in our worship. Create new life in your people and renew and refresh us as we turn in obedience and faith to you. We conclude our prayers with the prayer Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our final song this morning is Shine, Jesus, Shine. And I'm going to unmute everybody, hopefully. You may on your screens need to press the button to unmute yourselves as well.
But it's working this morning, Adrian.
Okay, so you should be able to unmute yourselves and join in with this song with us.
Send the power.
God, your spirit, like the wind, enables us to soar like eagles. Like fire warms and empowers us. Make us eager to share your power and magnificence with all we meet. Amen. And now let us say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. Okay, there's a couple of announcements today. The first is, as those who joined at the start, was that we've had some gifts of masks from the Chinese church, and I think, Mary, you've got about three lots left. You've got to just hold it up again so everybody can see.
They're very pretty. They've got lovely fabric. Some have got animals on. There's a leopard. Or we've got some nice kind of jungle theme going on. There's some with kittens, okay. Some with other just stripes. Some are, you know, just stripy. But they're very pleasant, yeah.
Okay. So anybody interested, let Mary know. We've also received a letter of thanks from Baptist World Mission for a recent donation of £1,500 to them. So just let everybody know. Are there any other notices that we should be letting everybody know about? We have had a video from the Burrells, who are missionaries normally in Mozambique, but in Surrey, is it? I think it is. They are staying at the moment, but we will be circulating a link to that video so people can view that if they wish. So I think that's all news and announcements for today. So as usual, we will be opening for prayer on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, and then the service next week, which will be led by Mark Jones, will also include communion next Sunday. So all those next Sunday, come next Sunday prepared with some bread and some wine in order to participate in communion. So now, as we've said in previous weeks, it's we can't provide coffee and biscuits, but you can all go and have coffee and biscuits in your own homes. So thank you, everybody.
I'll have one of those masks, Mary.
Julie, have I got a contact for you, Julie?
No, I don't think so.
I'll take yours to the Leesons.
Okay, that's fine.
They can pass it on to you, yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'll have an animal one, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Anyway, good to see everybody again this morning.
Thank you.
Bye
then.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Daniel.
Bye, Daniel.
Bye, Daniel. Bye, Daniel.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good week, everyone. Have a lovely week.
Thank you. Have a lovely Sunday, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.